Thank you. Welcome back to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We got to witness some history here a little bit ago for game one of this doubleheader. A seven-inning no-hitter pitched by Kendry Rojas and Grayson Thurman. Rojas went the first six. He looked electric. And Grayson Thurman struck out the first two batters he faced, got a ground ball to the right side of the infield. Bryce Arnold backed it up for Edward Duran, who couldn't get to it. Arnold threw it to first with Thurman covering the bag off the mound, and it's a bang-bang play, but it was there in time. Thurman fell to the ground. He went all out to that first base bag, going all out for his team and for this momentous occasion. First no-hitter that we have thrown in 2023, the first one since August 14th of 2022 back at TD Ballpark against the Tampa Tarpons. Kendry Rojas pitched in that game as well alongside Cooper Benson, Sam Ryan, and Ian Churchill. What a game it was here for game one, but now we have to turn the page and go to game two. And speaking of game two, we'll start with the starting pitchers. Nestor Lorant, the 21-year-old, is going to make his second start of the year and seventh appearance for the Daytona Tortugas this season. 1-1 with a 2.81 ERA through 16 innings of work. The 21-year-old out of Venezuela has pitched pretty well so far at the single A level. He didn't pitch that great in the complex league level, just a 6.48 ERA through 16 and two-thirds. Through about the same time frame, he's looked a lot better here for the Tortugas. And for your Blue Jays, it's going to be the right-handed pitcher, number 22, 21-year-old Carson Pierce, non-drafted free agent out of the University of Oklahoma. Making his second appearance of the year for Dunedin, first career start, 2.1 innings of work in his only appearance so far this year for the Blue Jays, a 3.86 ERA, giving up two hits and one earned run while striking out four. Let's take a look at the lineups real quick. First for the Tortugas, managed by Julio Murillo. Batting first, the shortstop, Dominic Patelli. Batting second, at second, Johnny Ascanio. Batting third, the DH, Ethan O'Donnell. Batting fourth, third baseman, Cam Collier. Batting fifth, left fielder, Jack Moss. Batting sixth, in right field, Ariel Almonte. Batting seventh, in center field, Yerlin Confidon. Batting eighth, the catcher, Connor Burns. And rounding out the order for the Tortugas for game two, batting ninth, the first baseman, Carter Graham. And for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys look like this for game two. Batting first in left field, Braden Berry. Batting second, third baseman, Tucker Thoman. Batting third, the center fielder, Jace Borifin. Batting fourth in right field, Roque Salinas. Batting fifth, making his first career start at second base, Nick Goodwin. Batting sixth at first base, Brennan Orff. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jackson Hornung. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth, the DH, Kendry Chirinos. That'll do it for this truncated version of the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. First pitch should be in about 3 to 5 minutes, waiting for the guys to take the field, and then we will be right back for first pitch of game two. Again, it's going to be hard to follow up what happened in game one, but we're going to do our best here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, and we will be back in a couple minutes for first pitch.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome back to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida, getting set for Game 2 of today's doubleheader and Game 5 of the series between the Daytona Tortugas and your Dunedin Blue Jays. We said it a couple times already, it's going to be tough to follow up Game 1. A 7-inning no-hitter for your Blue Jays, combined no-hitter with Kendry Rojas going 6 and Grayson Thurman getting the last 3 outs of that game to clinch the Blue Jays' first no-hitter of 2023. Now out of the windup, the righty Nestor Lorant. First pitch misses inside to Braden Berry, and that's taken for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Your Blue Jays taking Game 1 of this doubleheader 1-0, evening up the series at 2 games apiece. That one in there for a called strike, now 1-1. Lorant, 21 years old, out of San Felix, Venezuela, making his 7th appearance of the year, 2nd start for Daytona, 16 innings of work, a 1-1 record with a 2.81 ERA. Cut and a miss there by Berry, and the count's 1-2. Blue Jays were able to celebrate for about 10 minutes before having to go right back to the clubhouse, taking part in hitters meetings, starting pitcher meetings, and now right back to it. That one lifted high towards right center. Out there is Confidant. He's going to settle. He makes the grab, and that's out number one. Let's take a look at the defense for the Tortugas in the outfield left to right. Jack Moss, Yerlin Confidant, and Ariel Almonte. Along that infield, third to first, Cam Collier at third, Dominic Battelli at short, Johnny Ascanio at second base, and Carter Graham at first with Connor Burns behind the dish. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch, ground ball, foul, left side off the end of the bat. 0-1 to start off Tucker Thoman. Tucker Thoman had a base hit in Game 1 of this doubleheader. He also had one of the best defensive plays I've ever seen as a broadcaster at the hot corner. Now the 0-1, cut and a miss, 0-2 the count. No balls, two strikes. Jace Borifin, the center fielder, for Game 2, waiting on deck. Lorant, out of that windup, the righty, kicks, deals. That one off the plate outside. Lorant spent the first 2 years of his Reds career in the DSL, pitching to ERAs of 4.43 and 2.70 in 2019 and 2021, respectively. He got the call to the States back in 2022. Last year, he spent all season in Arizona at the rookie ball level, and he spent the beginning part of this year at the rookie ball level as well. Now in his first run of ball games here at the single A level. That one misses for a ball. 3-2 now the count to Tucker. First full count of the game for Lorant. Lorant, big deep breath. And zero's on the clock, but he started his windup. That one's in there, called strike 3. Thoman goes down looking back-to-back outs. First K for Lorant, and that's going to bring up Jace Borifin. Jace Borifin, the Blue Jays' 6th-round pick out of the University of Arkansas, stepping in for the first time today. Did not play in Game 1. First pitch, he skies left center field. That could fall. That could be trouble. It will fall into left center field. Now he's headed over to second. Some miscommunication as a couple Tortugas crash into each other. And into second with a very short double is Jace Borifin. He was busting it the entire way out of the box. Never stopped running. He knew right off the bat if that was falling, it was a good chance to try and swipe second. And that's exactly what he did. A 2-out double here in the first inning. Borifin now with his 5th double of the season. Came into this game batting exactly .300, a .443 OBP, .657 slug for a 1.1 OPS. First pitch to Roque. That one's in there for a strike at the knees. 0-1 to start off Salinas. Roque also did not play in game one. Had the day off. Well, rather, the game off. Doesn't have the day off. He's been batting cleanup for the better part of a month. The 0-1 misses low and outside. Evens it up 1-1. An immediate RBI opportunity for Dunedin and for Roque. Righty-lefty matchup. Roque, who's now the team leader in the RBI category, 49 on the year. He tries to check his swing. Did he? He did, says Isabella Robb. 2-1 the count. Just barely able to hold up that bat, says Isabella Robb. The two umpires switching sides. Isabella Robb now on the bases, and Tyler Green behind the dish. Laurent out of the stretch. He comes set. Kick steals the 2-1. That one in the air towards right center. Going back a bit is Confidant, but he'll settle. A little bit longer than medium depth. He makes the grab, and that will end the inning. No runs, one hit, one man left the board. We're on to the bottom half of the first here at the Jack. Blue Jays trying to follow up game one with something special, maybe. Something special happened earlier. I feel like it's too much to ask for two. So we'll head to the bottom half of the first. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
We're back here in the bottom half of the first. No score. Carson Pierce making his first professional start here in game two. First pitch misses inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off the leadoff man, Dominic Patelli. Carson Pierce, 21 years old, out of Edmond, Oklahoma. That one in there for a strike. Evens up the count 1-1. Non-drafted free agent signed with the Blue Jays after the draft this year. Back on August the 4th. Already kicks deals. That one lined, rather popped, foul left side. And the count now moves to 1-2. Patelli, the shortstop here for game two. Patelli, Ascanio, and O'Donnell. Top three in the order. It's going to be seven lefties in a row to start it off for Carson Pierce. Looking to go about two or three here in game two. That one in there, called strike three. Down, looking goes Patelli. One batter, one K for Carson. Let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, Braden Berry, Jace Borfin, and Roque Salinas. Along that infield, third first, Tucker Toman at third. Manuel Beltre at short. Nick Goodwin getting his first career start at second base. And Brennan Orff at first with Jackson Hornung behind the dish. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch, chopped foul towards the Blue Jays dugout. And the count is 0-1 to start him off. Johnny Ascanio, the switch-hitting second baseman. Batting from the left side here against the righty. Pierce kicks deals. That one in there as well. 0-2 the count. The Blue Jays pitching staff who didn't go through a lot of relievers thanks to Kendry. Just one bullpen arm came in, so everybody should be pretty fresh. That one misses upstairs. Now 1-2. That one fouled back and out of play. Now count staying at 1-2. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals, chopped right side down the first baseline. Could be a tough play, and they're going to let it roll, and it will roll foul. Smart play by Carson Pearson, Jackson Hornung. That was going to be an incredibly tough play, and on this turf, it's going to keep rolling. Pierce juked out of the way of that ball after it bounced, and Jackson Hornung watched it roll foul. Taking his time back to the box. Ascanio digging back in. Left side of the rather left batter's box. 1-2. Now on a ground ball right side. Diving pickup by Orff. Underhand toss over to first and not in time. Pierce couldn't step on the bag. So that's going to be the first base hit of the day for Daytona. It comes here in the first inning of game two. Really tough play for the Blue Jays infield to have to make. Really, really close. Pierce could not get that right foot on the corner of the bag. Almost the exact same play that clinched the doubleheader for the Blue Jays. First hit of the day for Daytona. So no-hitter. In game two, that one skied foul left side up and out of play. 0-1 to start off Ethan O'Donnell. That one fouled back to the backstop. Now 0-2 the count to O'Donnell. Another righty-lefty matchup. It's going to be that way for a while for Pierce. Carson comes set. Kicks deals. In the air towards right. Going back a bit is Roque towards right center field, but he's going to settle medium depth, and now it's called off by Jace Borofin. He'll make the grab. That's two gone, and that's going to bring up the cleanup hitter, Cam Collier. Two away here in the first. One on. Pearson out away from putting up a zero here in his first frame as a starter. Cam Collier, the third baseman, first pitch. That one just misses that outside corner. 1-0 to start off Collier. That one in there. 1-1 the count. That one catching the inside corner. Chopper right side. That kick's foul. And the count moves to 1-2 to Collier. One and two, the pitch. There goes the runner. Throw down to second by Hornung, and not in time. Into second with a stolen bag is Johnny Ascanio. Puts himself in scoring position. The count moves to 2-2 to Collier. That one inside. Now full count to Collier. Runner on second. Runner in scoring position for Daytona. Two down here in the first. Full count to Collier. Pierce comes set. And the payoff. Ground ball left side. That's going to get through for a base hit. They're waving around the runner. He's going to score. Picked up in left field by Barry. It's going to be cut off by Toman. An RBI single for Cam Collier. And the Blue Jays trail for the first time today. The Blue Jays struck first and the only time in Game 1 in the first inning. Put up zeros the rest of the way. And now Daytona jumps out to an early 1-0 lead here, bottom one. Infield was shaded over to the right side against the lefty. He punched it the other way through that open hole. Daytona strikes first. That one misses off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Jack Moss. Pierce out of the stretch. Kicks deals. That one a line shot. It hits him. It pops off. He throws from his butt and over to first in time. Make sure that Carson Pierce is okay. It was a soft liner, thank God. I think it bounced off the right shoulder. He's going to get looked at in the dugout. But he looks like he's okay. The Blue Jays get out of the inning with just the one run allowed. Daytona jumps out to a 1-0 lead. We're on to the second here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Daytona up by a run.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be. Won't you ride with me, ride with me? See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful, and it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be.
We're back here, top two. Nick Goodwin's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Daytona out to a 1-0 lead. RBI single by Cam Collier. Hopefully Carson Pierce is okay. On a second conversation with both Jeff, the TrackMan guy, and with Brennan Mentz, the Daytona Tortugas broadcaster. We think that went off of his chin. Just a 66-mile-an-hour liner, soft liner. Could have been way worse. And again, I'm sitting up here in the safety of a booth with a net in front of me saying, just a 66-mile-an-hour liner. But he looked like he was okay. He popped right up. Nobody's warming up in the pen, so it looks like he's good to continue. 0-2 the count to Goodwin. That one hammered towards left. Base hit for Nick. Leadoff single for Nick Goodwin. Puts a runner on. Nobody out. Now for Brennan Orff. It ended up being a really tough play for Carson to have to make. Obviously getting hit with that ball. And then he slipped on the turf. Fell to his behind and still made a really nice throw to first. Great way to end the inning. First page to Brennan Orff. Misses off the plate. 1-0 to start him off. Righty-lefty matchup. Just three true lefties in the lineup for Dunedin. Borff and Salinas and Orff. And then the switch hitting Tucker Toman. That one in the air left side. That's hooking. That should get up and out of play. And it will. Bounces on the far edge of the Tortugas clubhouse and into the Halifax. No, just away from the Halifax. It hit the fencing out there that keeps fans from falling in. One and one the count. Laurent comes set out of the stretch. The righty kicks deals. That one way upstairs. Now two and one the count. Blue Jays evening up the series at two games apiece. Trying to clinch at least a split of the series with a win here. Each team looking to do so. Two and one. The pitch misses low and outside. Change up that time by Laurent. And it's a 3-1 count to Brennan Orff. Runner on first and nobody out. The 3-1 pitch. That one in the air. Left side, that's going to come back and out of play. The wind is still whipping towards that left field corner. What Brennan Mentz told me prior to the series remains true. Most of the games will start off with a wind out towards the left field foul pole. There goes the runner. Throw down to second. It's ball four anyway. He's thrown out at second. Well, he's called out at second by Isabel Robb, and now she finally realizes that it was, in fact, ball four. Both George Carroll and Peter Strzebitski were screaming towards Nick Goodwin to stay on the bag just in case the umpires would overrule that decision if he made contact and then slid off. Now runners on first and second for Manuel Beltre. First pitch, that one up and inside for a ball. Laurent comes set. And the pitch. In the air, backing out of play. Laurent comes set again. A ball and a strike. The pitch. Cut and a miss. Pitch in the dirt. Beltre went after it. One and two now the count. One nothing lead for Daytona, but the Blue Jays with a chance to try and get that run back. Maybe even take a lead here in this second inning. Beltre went 0 for 3 with 2 Ks in game 1. Getting his second start at short today. And the 1-2. Ground ball foul left side. And the count stays 1-2. Chopped foul, a curveball. Both Goodwin and Orff will head back to their respective bags. Now Laurent comes set, checks second base. The 1-2 again. Fouled back to the screen. Beltre gets a piece, enough to stay alive and enough to earn himself another look. Infield playing straight up against Beltre. So is the outfield for that matter. Laurent still looking towards second. Now he turns. The 1-2 again. That one inside almost hit Beltre. Takes it for a ball. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, two on, nobody out. Laurent trying to put away Beltre. That one lifted high towards left. Going back towards the wall is Moss. At the track, he looks up, and that one's gone! A three-run shot for Manuel Beltre. I think that hit the light on the foul pole. Not on the foul pole, on the light pole. My goodness, what a shot by Beltre. 368 it went. And the Blue Jays take the lead. It's 3-1. Sixth homer of the year for Beltre. Now he ties Borifin for the team lead. Now Connor Burns out to try and calm down Nestor Laurent. It's going to be Jackson Hornung due up. Base is empty. Still nobody out in the inning. The Blue Jays answered right back to Daytona's one run with three of their own. First pitch to Hornung fouled back right side. 0-1 to start him off. I kind of lost that ball as it got high up into the air. And what makes me think it hit the light up there at the very top of the pole, there were about six birds on top of that pole. They all scattered, and now one of the lights is not pointed in the correct direction. That one chopped foul. And the count's 0-2. Either way, a big blast for Manuel Beltre. The righty back out of the windup. Cut and a miss. High fastball. Hornung took a hack at it. Chased after. Couldn't connect. Down swing and he goes. Second strikeout for Laurent. That's the first out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Kendry Chirinos. Righty-righty matchup out of the windup. Laurent kicks, fires, first pitch is in there for a called strike. Oh, and one to start off Kendry. DHing here in game two. Takes that one upstairs. Kendry, just 18 years of age, out of Mene Grande, Venezuela. That one in the dirt in front of the plate. Now 2-0 count, 2-1 count rather. Went 0-for-4 in his first career game played. That was last night. Got some time at first base. That one he takes off the plate outside. Now 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Bases empty, one down here in the second. Already four times as many runs as we saw in game one. That one lifted right side, up and out of play, and the count's going to move full. Laurent out of the windup. Full count pitch. That one on the outside corner. Called strike three. Back-to-back Ks for Nestor Laurent. That's going to bring up Braden Berry. And Willie Blair is going to come out of the dugout. Or is that Jesus Murillo? No, it is Willie Blair. He's going to come out and talk with his pitcher. Odd time for a mound visit after back-to-back Ks. Unless he's noticing something. Whether it be something off with his mechanics or potentially tipping. Now Jesus Murillo is going to go out and talk with Tyler Green. And now we're back and ready to go. Everybody back where they need to be. And Laurent's still over there on the mound. There's a righty warming up in the pen for Daytona. Berry flew out to center field. His only time up 0-for-1. First pitch, he fouls off right side. That's going to get up and out of play. 0-1. He went 0-for-4 in game one. Two flyouts, a ground out, and a K. Laurent kicks, deals. That one in the air right side. Up and out of play again. Berry late on both of those. 0-2. Tucker Thoman, the third baseman waiting on deck. Now Laurent, the 0-2. In the air left side, that's going to get up and out of play. That's a splash. Carry the distance to the Halifax all the way in the air. Saw one or two out there in my walk around the stadium yesterday. Now the 0-2 again. That one in there called strike three. The first three batters all reach, with the last being the three-run shot by Manuel Beltre. Nestor Laurent shakes it off, strikes out the next three, and the final two look it. We'll head to the bottom half of the second here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Blue Jays taking the lead. It's 3-1.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad lead to late nights, sitting alone, conversations with a stranger I barely know, swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space, and I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true, it's true, my bad.
We're back here in the bottom half of the second. Ariel Almonte is going to lead things off for Daytona. Blue Jays now out to a 3-1 lead thanks to the three-run shot by Manuel Beltre. Out of the windup, Carson Pierce back out for this second inning of work. First pitch misses low and inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Almonte. 6-7-8 hitters due up in this half inning. Almonte, Confidant, and Burns. The first two lefties, and Burns finally the righty. Caught and a miss there now. 1-1. Pierce gave up a run, an infield single, and a stolen base by Johnny Ascanio. He came in to score on the RBI single by Cam Collier. Two and one now the count to Almonte. Righty out of the windup, caught and a miss. Evens the count right back up now, 2-2. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Almonte. Second strikeout for Pierce. One up, one down. And that's going to bring up Yerlin Confidant. First pitch to the lefty, cut at and missed. 0-1 to start off Confidant. Did not get any time in game one, making his first appearance here in the box right now. Daytona center fielder for game two, the righty out of the windup. The 1-1 in the air left side, that's going to hook foul. Up and out of play. That'll get into the Halifax as well on the bounce. One ball, two strikes. Out of the windup. The 1-2. Cut and a miss. Nasty change up there by Pierce. Two up, two gone. Two Ks, third on the night. And that's going to bring up Connor Burns. Connor Burns, the catcher. Taking his first AB of the day. First righty-righty matchup of the night for Carson Pierce. All right, he kicks fires. That one's in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start it off. That one skips on the plate. One and one. Pierce out of the windup. The 1-1. Ground ball, foul left side. Toman gloves it. Past that far corner of third base. Flips it over to the Tortugas. Dugout, and the count's now 1-2. Pierce a pitch away from striking out the side here in the second inning. The 1-2. That one just off the plate. Now the 2-2. In the air, in the infield. Shallow right field, actually. Out there is Nick Goodwin. And with 1 foot on the different color turf, the clay-colored turf, he makes the grab. And 3-out, 3-down go the Tortugas. We'll head to the top of the third here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Blue Jays leading 3-1. We're back here, top of the third. Tucker Toman's going to lead things off. Nestor Laurent back out for his third inning worth of work. Righty out of the windup, kicks fires, first pitch of the inning. That one misses upstairs, maybe a little inside as well. 1-0 to start off Tucker. He struck out looking on a 3-2 pitch back in the first inning for out number two. Borfin waiting on deck, and Salinas will come up right after. Cut and a miss of that one, now 1-1. Toman 1-for-3 in game one, single into center field, a strikeout. He was also hit by a pitch. Caught and a miss. Big hack at that one. And the count moves to 1-2. Tucker calls his timeout now, digging back in. Lefty-righty matchup. And the pitch. That one upstairs. Near eye level of Tucker Toman, it was in off the plate as well. That one fouled back and to the left. Toman stays alive. 77th overall pick by the Blue Jays in last year's draft. Played 11 games at the complex league level in 2022. And he's gotten the full run here. That when he checks his swing, did he go around? He did not, says Isabel Robb. 3-2 now the count. Back-to-back full counts for Toman at the plate. And the pitch. Now a ground ball up the middle. That's charged at by Battelli. Throw to first is in time for the out. And that's one up, one down. That's going to bring up Jace Borifin. Doubled on a blooper into left center field. Righty-lefty matchup again. Out of the windup, Laurent kicks deals. First pitch, he takes top of the zone for a strike. Oh, and one to start it. Caught and a miss. Big hack at that 87-mile-an-hour fastball top of the zone, maybe a little above the top of the zone. Now Borifin down in the count 0-2. Now a pitch clock violation called on Jace Borifin. Now he's going back and forth with Tyler Green. So he's going to be out. Borifin keeping the arguing to a minimum, as we've already seen Tyler Green with a quick trigger. Tossing out batters who don't agree with a decision he's made at the plate. Funny enough, it's both been about the pitch clock. Talked with Nick Deschamps after he got ejected in game one of the doubleheader, game two of the doubleheader on Thursday night. He was upset that Tyler Green didn't call a pitch clock violation on the pitcher that he was facing. Clock apparently hit zeros for about a second and a half before the pitcher even started a motion. That one fouled back, and that's going to get up and out of play. So that goes down as the fifth strikeout for Nestor Laurent. Now a 1-1 count to Roque. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. Foul ball back to the screen. A check swing by Roque. Definitely went around. And he got a piece of it anyway. A ball and two strikes. Laurent looking for his first 1-2-3 inning. That one fouled back. That's going to get up and out of play as well. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch. Fouled back again. Roque stays alive. Laurent shakes off the first sign by Connor Burns. Now starts the windup. Now in a ground ball right side. Picked up at second by Ascanio. Throw to first in time after the spin. Nice play by Johnny Ascanio to end the inning. 4-3 on the putout. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays for the first time today. We'll head to the bottom half of the third here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Blue Jays leading 3-1.
be lying if I said I knew the way. I just eat and then pretend that it's gourmet.
We're back here in the bottom half of the third. Blue Jays up 3-1. Carson Pierce back out for his third inning worth of work. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch, cut at and missed. 0-1 to start off Carter Graham. Carter Graham didn't get the start in game one, but he came in defensively to replace Victor Acosta. As that one's lined up and over Manuel Beltre into left field. First hit of the day for Carter Graham. He's now 1-for-2 with a walk, dating back to game one. One on, nobody out for the top of the order, Dominic Patelli. That one chopped straight down and back to the left. 0-1 to start off Patelli. He struck out looking his first time up. 0-for-1. Also went 0-for-2 in game one. Caught and a miss again. Nasty changeup by Pierce in the count's 0-2. One on, nobody out. An 0-2 count of the plate to Patelli. Pierce out of the stretch. Kicks, deals. That one gets back to the backstop. Yank the breaking ball, and moving over to second will be Carter Graham into scoring position. One and two now the count to Patelli. Runner in scoring position. Nobody out. A good opportunity for Daytona to try to get one back. Caught and a miss of that one in the dirt. Hornung following him to first. Now finally firing one over to Brennan Orff. Staying at second on that play is Carter Graham. Fourth strikeout for Pierce. First out of the inning. Now it's going to be the switch-hitting second baseman, Johnny Ascanio. Reached on an infield single in the first inning, came around to score the only run so far today by Daytona. Pierce kicks, fires out of the stretch, first pitch. That one just a touch below the zone. 1-0 to start off Ascanio. Still nobody warming up in the Blue Jays' pen. Carson Pierce looking for his, looking to complete the third inning, and he's already going to get his longest outing of the year, if he records an out here. 2-0 the count. Pierce now the 2-0. That one fouled off of Jackson Hornung. Just getting a piece of it, and the count's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, and the pitch in the air towards left center. Plenty high enough. Out there is Braden Berry. He's going to settle, make the grab, and staying at second base will be Carter Graham. Runner on second now, two down for Ethan O'Donnell. Pierce, an out away from leaving that runner in scoring position. Ethan O'Donnell, another lefty. Pierce comes set. Kicks, fires. Now a ground ball right side. Passed Orff off the glove. They're going to wave the runner around. It's picked up in right field by Roque. And no throw to the plate. An RBI single for Ethan O'Donnell makes it a one-run game. So both runs that Daytona has scored in this game have been a single And then moving the runner over to second base one way or another. The first on a stolen bag, the second on the wild pitch by Pierce. And then getting another single through the infield to bring in the run. So now a 3-2 Blue Jays lead. First pitch to Cam Colliers in there for a strike 0-1. That ball is about 2 inches away from being gloved by Brennan Orff. Truly is a game of inches. That one in there for a strike, now 0-2. Collier brought in the Tortugas' first run of the day. Back in the first inning, an RBI single to score Ascanio from second base. Now down in the count, 0-2. Pierce kicks, deals. There goes the runner. Ground ball right side. Right there is Nick Goodwin. He'll flip it over to first in time for the out, and that will end the inning. Another run comes in to score for Daytona. They make it a one-run game. Blue Jays take a 3-2 lead to the fourth, 3 innings through this second game of this doubleheader. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Daytona. We'll be back for the fourth.
Season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know. Big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
We're back here in the top half of the fourth. New pitcher for the Tortugas is the right-hander, number 35, Cody Adcock. First pitch to Nick Goodwin in there for a called strike, 0-1. Adcock, the 21-year-old, 13th round pick by the Reds this year out of the University of Arkansas. Same alma mater as Jace Borofin. That one misses off the plate. Now 1-1. So he's avoided Borofin for the time being, but if he goes more than this inning, he's very likely to face him. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals. Caught and a miss. Now 1-2 the count. Adcock on for the third time this year for Daytona. Yet to record a decision, a 4.50 ERA through 4 innings of work. Also 1-for-1 in save situations. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals. That one way upstairs. 2-2 the count. Final line for Nestor Lorant. 3 innings of work, 3 hits, 3 runs, all earned. A walk and 5 Ks. That one fouled off right side. Staying alive is Nick Goodwin. All 3 runs Lorant gave up were on the 3-run shot by Manuel Beltre. Now Adcock out of the windup, the 2-2. That one in the air towards right center. Not overly deep. Out there's Confidant. He's going to settle, makes the grab, and that's going to be out number one. One up, one down for Adcock here in this fourth inning. Brennan Orff's going to step in. Reached on a walk and came around to score on the Beltre homer. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off, Orff. So far through three, Dunedin, 3 runs on 3 hits, no errors. Daytona, 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors. That one in there for a strike. Now, an 0-2 count. Orff went 1-for-2 in game one, got hit by a pitch twice before being replaced defensively by Roque Salinas in that bottom of the seventh inning. He's back here starting game two. That one off the plate outside. Count evens up now 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Fastball at 95 that time by Adcock. Blew it by Orff. Two up, two gone. First K for Adcock, and that'll bring up Manuel Beltre. Beltre stepping in for his second AB here in game two. 3-run shot back in the second inning. That run that he scored still the difference. That one in the air towards right. Going back a bit is Almonte, but he'll settle. He makes the grab, and that's out number three. 3 up, 3 down go the Blue Jays for the second inning in a row. We're halfway through this game two here at the Jack. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Daytona.
You know you can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold.
We're back here in the bottom half of the fourth, halfway through this game two, 3/4 of the way through this day here in Daytona Beach. Eleander Acalde, the new pitcher for Dunedin, 20-year-old out of Valencia, Venezuela, making his 22nd appearance, 10th out of the pen for Dunedin this year. 6-6 record, a 5.59 ERA through 67 and two-thirds innings of work. First pitch missed low and outside, 1-0 to start off Jack Moss. We saw him twice last week at TD Ballpark, just once this week, though. Threw 3 1/3 innings of work last week, gave up 6 runs, 4 earned. Not the two best appearances that we've seen from Acalde so far this year. Looking to settle everything up and finish off this year strong. They're ready out of the windup. Now the 2-0, that one in there for a strike, and the count's 2-1 to Moss. Jack Moss had that liner back towards Carson Pierce, the 1-3 put out to end the first inning. 0-for-1 on the day. Righty kicks, fires. That one low in the dirt, now a 3-1 count. Speaking of Carson Pierce, final line for him. 3 innings of work, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned, no walks, 4 Ks. That one, low and inside, ball 4. A Calde walks the first guy he faces. That'll put a runner on. And nobody out for Ariel Amonte. Now out there to go talk to their pitcher, Jackson Hornung, the catcher, and Manuel Beltre to help translate. Another righty-lefty matchup. Ariel Amonte, he struck out swinging against Carson Pierce, his only time up. 0-for-1 here in game two. Move over to first and back in time. It is Jack Moss. First disengagement for Acalde. Amonte went 0-for-1 with a walk in game one, 0-for-1 so far here in game two. Out of the stretch, Acalde kicks, fires. That one low and inside, kept in front by Hornung. Saw that first pickoff attempt by Eliander Acalde. Talked about it yesterday. Davis Feldman ended one of the innings with a pickoff at first base, or rather second base. That one lifted high up in the air towards shallow center. Manuel Beltre out there, he'll make the grab, and that's out number one. And we also saw Lazaro Estrada end an inning last night with a pickoff at first. Acalde's been the best out of everybody on the team. 5 pickoffs this year. Seven stolen bases allowed against him. And 5 caught, which also has to be really close to the best ratio on the team. Now, unfortunately, it's really tough to find those statistics when it comes to team stats and player totals. That one chopped right side. Acalde off the mound. Throw to first in time. Nice defense by Acalde. The runner moves over to second. But now that's 2 gone. One 3 on the putout. Moving over to second base is Jack Moss into scoring position now for Connor Burns. Righty-righty matchup out of the stretch. Acalde kicks, fires, first pitch. That one off the plate outside. Taken for a ball, 1-0 to start off Burns. He popped out to second base, his only time up today. 0-for-1. He's got a chance to potentially tie up the game here in this fourth inning. Daytona has taken advantage each time they've had a runner on second. That one cut at and missed, now 1-1. Four hits on the day, all singles for Daytona. Acalde kicks, deals. That one cut out and missed again. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, top of the zone. 1-2 now the count to Burns. Tyler Green begging for a reset of the pitch clock. It finally comes. Now Acalde comes set. And the pitch. That went off the plate. Two balls, 2 strikes. The righty kicks, fires. That one in there. Called strike 3. Down looking goes Burns. Acalde strands that tying run in scoring position. We'll head to the top of the 5th here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Blue Jays still clinging on to a 1-run lead. It's 3-2. We're back here, top of the fifth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. First pitch to Jackson Hornung. He skies high out towards right, but coming in now, charging in is Almonte. That one did not go as far as he thought it was going to go. Made a late break. Was able to run it down for out number one of the inning. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. That's going to bring up Kendry Chirinos. Connor Adcock back out for a second inning worth of work. Three up, three down, his first with a K. First pitch, that one in there. Upper inside corner for a strike. 0-1 to start off Chirinos. Chirinos still yet to record a hit here at the single-A level. 0-for-5. He struck out looking his first time up today. Now the 0-1, caught and a miss behind that 94-mile-an-hour heater. 0-2 the count. The 0-2 pitch, that one inside. One ball, two strikes. Caught and a miss. Breaking ball had him way out in front. Down swinging goes Chirinos. That's going to bring up Braden Berry. Two up, two down, nobody aboard here in this fifth inning. Second strikeout of the day for Connor Adcock. Righty kicks fires. That one upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start off Berry. We started our day off here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark about 3 hours and 41 minutes ago. A little bit before 4 o'clock as that one's chopped foul just to the left of that third base bag. Now a 1-1 count to Braden. Game two here started 3 minutes later than we expected to after the conclusion of game one. 6:33 first pitch, so an hour and 8 minutes so far. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires the 1-1. In the air, right side. That's hooking towards the line. Charging is Almonte, and he's going to be able to run it down. A basket catch in fair territory. Nice play by Almonte, keeping that one from the turf. And that'll end the inning. Three straight, three up, three down innings. Now the last 12 Blue Jays have been retired in order. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Blue Jays still up by a run, 3-2. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. Eliander Calde back out for his second inning worth of work. Carter Graham is going to lead things off for Daytona. 1-for-1 on the day. Singled into left, came around and scored the second run for the Tortugas here in game two. Fouls off that first pitch. Back to the screen. 0-1 to start him off. Now Now 1-for-2 on the day with a walk and a run scored dating back to game one. Out of the lineup, the righty kicks deals that one in there, and the count's 0-2 to Graham. 9-1-2 due up in this half inning, Graham, Patelli, and Ascanio. A righty followed by a lefty and a switch hitter, so essentially two lefties due up in this half inning against Acalde. Nobody warming up in either pen, so it looks like Adcock's going to come back out for a third inning of work. Acalde shakes off the first two signs from Hornung. They come to an agreement on the third go-around. The righty kicks deals that one inside. High inside fastball. It almost clipped that front elbow of Cotter Graham. Count moves to 1-2. That one low and outside. Evens up the count, 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Down swinging on the off speed. Way out in front of it was Graham. Second strikeout for Acalde. Out number one of the inning. That brings up the top of the order, Dominic Patelli. Blue Jays still up by a run here in the fifth. Trying to sweep the doubleheader. Clinch a split of the series at the very least and try to go for the series win tomorrow. That one chopped right side of second base. Picked up by Goodwin. Off balance throw in time. Nice play by Goodwin. Two up, two down. Goodwin looks pretty comfortable over there at second base. His first professional start at that position. Typically a left side of the infield guy. Has an absolute cannon. First pitch, that one skips way in front of the plate. Gets back to the backstop off the body of Jackson Hornung. And the count's 1-0 to start off Johnny Ascanio. Ascanio 1-for-2 in this ball game with a run scored. 1-for-4 with a walk on the day. Righty kicks deals. That one hammered right side. Base hit. That could get all the way to the wall. Roque's charging out. It's going to bounce off the wall. Picked up off the warning track. Throw back into the infield. And settling for a double is Ascanio with two outs, putting himself in scoring position. First extra base hit of the day for Daytona. That's going to bring up Ethan O'Donnell, who has an RBI single on the day already. Another instance of the turf letting that ball get all the way to the wall. Typically, that kind of play, Roque is able to cut off from the wall and potentially have a play at second base. But that turf does not slow up the baseball at all in comparison to natural grass. First pitch, that one misses inside. 1-0 to start off Ethan O'Donnell. Now 4 out of 5 innings, the Tortugas have been able to put a runner in scoring position. They've had a runner on in all but one inning as well. That one up in the air left side, out of play, 1-1. Ball and a strike. Acalde comes set right with one on the pitch clock. That one fouled straight down onto the plate. And now Jackson Hornung's got some dirt in his eye. Takes an extra few seconds and takes care of that. The count's now 1-2 to O'Donnell. Acalde trying to keep his team in the lead. Strand a runner at second for the second straight inning. Righty kicks deals. That one tapped foul, just barely getting the end of the bat on it. O'Donnell stays alive, and he earns the right to see another. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch. That one up and out. Two balls, two strikes. Called it. Looks over towards second now. Kicks, fires, ground ball, right side, broke the bat. Picked up by Goodwin. Throw to first in time, and that will end the inning. Back-to-back innings with the Colladay stranding a runner in scoring position. We'll head to the top of the sixth. Still a one-run ball game. Blue Jays up 3-2 here in Daytona. We're back here, top of the sixth. Cody Adcock is, in fact, back out for his third inning worth of work. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Tucker Tolman. That one misses off the plate outside for a ball, 1-0. Tolman, Borf, and Ancelinos. That one fouled off by Tolman, and the count's now 1-1. They're all due up in this half inning. It'll be three straight left-handed hitters to face off against Adcock. 12 straight retired by Daytona pitching. After that three-run shot by Beltre, checking his swing, he went around. Count's now 1-2. We're the only doubleheader going on today. Obviously the 1-0 win, the no-hitter for game one. Elsewhere around the league, one game has gone final. An 8-6 Jupiter win over Lakeland. Snapping that winning streak that Lakeland was on, trying to clinch that second playoff spot in our West Division. That one way off the plate. 3-1 now. Rather, 3-2 now, the count to Tolman. Bradenton's doing their part, at least for the time being. A 4-3 lead over the Palm Beach Cardinals. They're clinging to their postseason lives. That one upstairs, ball four, drawn by Tolman. First time aboard here in game two, third time aboard overall on the day. That brings up Jace Borfin. He's 1-for-2, doubled his first time up, struck out on a pitch clock violation. The second time, that pitch upstairs for a ball 1-0. You know, he can't be happy about that. Adcock pitching out of the stretch for the first time. Righty kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside, 2-0. First time the Blue Jays have had a base runner since that second inning, and now after the walk, Connor Burns is going to go out and talk to Cody Adcock after starting off Borf in 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Adcock facing off against his former college teammate. Both products of the University of Arkansas. Both former Razorbacks. Two balls, no strikes, and the pitch. Big hack at that one. 94-mile-an-hour heater above the zone. Gets a strike on the board. 2-1, the count to Borifin. That one in there as well. Took a bit off. Looked like the changeup. 2-2, the count. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. That one up and out. There's been one fan here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark that Jeff and I have definitely noticed. That's just going, hey, bada bada, hey, bada bada. You know, the old traditional 1940s heckle. They've come up with new things, and he's still going. 3-2, move over to first. Toman back in easily. It's a heckle that has spanned across multiple generations. But I haven't seen the guy, so he could be from that generation. There goes the runner up and outside for ball four. Back-to-back walks issued by Cody Adcock. Toman and Borfin both reaching on full count walks. That brings up Roque Salinas. Righty-lefty matchup. Righty kicks, fires. That one fouled off left side, back and out of play. Adcock now turns, kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. One and two, the count to Salinas. Nobody out, runners on first and second. That one lifted towards left center. Going back a bit is Confidant, and he's going to make the grab, calling off his left fielder. I think Moss had the better look at it, but Confidant, the center fielder, exercises his right to call anybody off in the outfield. And that's out number one. First Blue Jay retired here in this inning. First pitch to Goodwin. That one called a strike, top of the zone. Actually, on second look, it was plenty low enough from the top of the zone, but it was actually a little offside, off the plate. That one gets back to the backstop. Check swing by Goodwin. It's going to be called a ball. Both runners advance into scoring position now, and now that takes away the potential double play ball. One and one the count. Infield comes in for Daytona. And the pitch. That one fouled off. Now the count's one and two to Goodwin. One for two here in game two. Goodwin did not play in game one. Came around to score on the Beltre homer. Chance to tack another couple on. Now the righty kicks, deals. That one high up into the air towards left center, and Confidant can't find it. Now he does, settling medium depth, and there goes the runner from third. The throw is going to be to third, and a diving catch made by Dominic Patelli to keep that from getting into foul territory. Sacrifice fly for Nick Goodwin. He brings in the run. But that could have been a lot worse for the Tortugas. Goodwin with his 20th RBI of the year. Borfin stays put at second base. Tucker comes in to score. Blue Jays bring the lead back out to two. Now Brennan Orr, first pitch. That one off the plate outside. That could have been a lot worse for a couple different reasons. Confidant couldn't find it originally off the bat. He was finally able to track it down. And then that wild throw towards third. Righty kicks, fires that one in there, evens it up 1-1. That guy's still going. Cut and a miss. High inside fastball. Orff took a hack at it. 1-2 now the count. Chance to extend the lead back out to 3. Actually, 2-3 for the first time. Largest lead the Blue Jays have had has been, in fact, 2. The righty kicks, fires. That one up and out. 2-2. Orff 1-for-3 here today across both games. Reached on a walk, came around and scored on the Beltre homer. His first time up here in game 2. Struck out swinging the second time. The 2-2 and... there's a ball from the bullpen. Now throw back to second. Not in time. Borfin able to get back. A ball was loose from the bullpen. Nobody recognized it. At least neither of the umpires did. It hurled right in front of George Carroll. So now 3-2 count to Brennan Orff. Payoff pitch. Fouled back to the screen. I'm all for a nice little heckle, but this guy's been nonstop. The people around him must be tired of it. It's funny for us because we're not sitting 2 seats away from him. And there he is. There he goes. That one upstairs for ball 4. Saw Jeff throw his hands up in the air and look down, thinking he stopped, but... right when Adcock was lifting that leg, he started right up again. And that's going to get Julio Murillo, the Tortugas manager, out of the dugout. That should be it for Adcock. Haven't seen a signal yet. And no, he's going to seem to let Adcock talk his way in to keep going. Still having the conversation. There's the point. So Adcock could not convince his manager to stay in the game. Daytona goes to the pen here, middle of the sixth. Runners on first and second, 2 down. A run already in for Dunedin. And it's going to be a new fin. Do turtles have fins? I think turtles have fins. We're going to go with that. New fin coming in for Daytona when we return. We'll talk about him when we get back. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here in the top of the sixth. New flipper after a Google search is the left-hander number 12, Joseph Menifee. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch to Beltre, skied towards shallow center, charging in his confidant out there is the shortstop, Patelli. He's going to make the grab over his shoulder, and that's going to end the inning. So just one pitch it took Menifee to get out of the jam, leaving runners at first and second. The Blue Jays do score one, extend their lead back out to two. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Blue Jays up 4-2. We're back here in the bottom half of the sixth. Eliander Calde back out for his third inning worth of work. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. First pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off the Tortugas third baseman, Cam Collier. The Blue Jays getting one, extending the lead back out to two here in this sixth inning. That one misses. No, called a strike on the outside corner. My apologies. 0-2. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Foul tip. And no, it was a ball. I was right. They never updated the scoreboard. 1-2 now the count. Oh, what a day it's been here in Daytona Beach. I just lost my red pen. I'm upset. I think I might have dropped it out of the booth. Hopefully it didn't hit anybody. That one misses off the plate outside now, 2-2. We're on hour four now, moving into the fifth hour of baseball. It's been a day. It's been a series. 2-2, that one in the dirt. Cut out and missed. Gets back to the backstop, and Collier's going to be safe at first. Strikeout, wild pitch. So Acalde gets his third K of the day, but he's going to have a runner on first. Now Jack Moss stepping in. 0-1 on the day. I found my red pen. It's silly hours here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. That one lifted back and out of play. 0-1 to start off Moss. It was underneath my sunglasses. It's dark out. Why are my sunglasses still out? Yeah, it's been a week. This is game 125. Move over to first. Back in time. Close play. First disengagement for Acalde. Yeah. Game 125 here this season. We've only been off the air for 8 of them. 6 of them, I was on a much-needed vacation. 2 of them, I lost my voice. So this is game, if I can do some quick math, 125 minus 8. This is 113 on the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. right, he kicks, fires. That one lined out towards left center. Charging in is Barry. He's going to watch it bounce in front of him. Smart play, playing the turf. Don't think he was going to get there. And instead of having that ball short hop off of him, he plays it conservatively and lets it fall in front for a bloop single for Jack Moss, his first hit of the day. That does, however, put the potential tying run aboard here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Again, only a seven-inning affair. Righty kicks, fires. That one cut at and missed. And you know what? I just proved that I am bad at math. Because this is game 117 we've been on the air. And it only took me an extra minute and a half from saying that to figure it out. I knew the number didn't sound right. I knew it didn't sound right. That one low and inside. Ariel Almonte, the right fielder up at the plate, lefty-righty matchup. Collier on second, Moss on first. Still nobody out here in this inning. Righty kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside, 2-1. Should have said this at the beginning of the series, but if I have struggles with remembering the count, it's a manual scoreboard here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, which is a great feature to have, a very old-timey feel. But there's a ladder in my line of vision right out to the strike bulbs on that manual board that kind of impairs whether I can see if it's one or two strikes on the board. 3-1 the count. Righty kicks, fires, cut, and a foul tip back to the screen. Full count now. I think the glare on that metal ladder kind of makes it look like a second bulb is being turned on, when in reality, it's not. But 3-2, nobody out. The pitch, that one up and out. That's going to walk the bases loaded. A strikeout wild pitch, a bloop single, and a full count walk. That's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout for Dunedin. And the Blue Jays do have a righty warming up in the pen. I believe it's Winder Garcia. Think I saw four, but as I was told by, I forget his name, I want to say it was Jim. I really do. The official scorer in Bradenton. Really nice guy. Him and I have talked at length, which makes me really feel bad about not remembering his name. He has a lot of trouble seeing our numbers on the gray jerseys, which we're wearing tonight. And even with them warming up about 100 feet closer, it's still tough. But I'm 95% sure it's a 4, which would lead me to believe that it's Winder Garcia warming up. Also, based on height, weight, and general build of Winder Garcia, I believe that's him. One thing I do know for sure is that's Nick Deschamp warming him up in the pen. And it's Yandri Rojas with that teal glove of his protecting the back of Nick Deschamp. Base is full of players with flippers. Nobody out. First pitch chopped foul by Yerlin Confidon. 0-1 to start him off. Blue Jays clinging on to a 2-run lead. A ground ball double play would score a run, but that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. You want to get those two outs. Strikeout would be ideal. The 0-1, that one in there. Now Calde, a pitch away from doing so. Connor Burns, the catcher, waiting on deck, who's 0-2. Yerlin Confidon, who did not play in game 1, also 0-2 here in game 2. Calde steps off. He'll take the disengagement. Pitch clock standing still at 18. Now, there it goes. Righty taking all the time he's being allowed. Comes set. And the pitch. That one just misses that low outside corner. One and two the count. Bases loaded. Nobody out here in this sixth inning. Righty kicks deals. That one skips in front of the plate. Now the runner's in between the plate and third. He dives back, Cam Collier. It was well blocked by Hornung. It went down the first base line, but not near far enough for Collier to really attempt that. He made it about a third of the way, and luckily for him, Hornung had trouble with the pickup. Now he's taking an extra few seconds. He was hit by that pitch, and he's taking his time. Rightfully so. Two and two, the count to Confidon. Collier at third, Moss at second, Almonte at first. The 2-2, fouled off. Confidon stays alive, and he'll see another. The infield is not in for Dunedin. They're playing for the double play. Shaded over to the right side against the lefty. Toman quite a bit off that third base bag. And now time was called at the plate. Acalde picked his leg up and then stopped. But Hornung called time, so that's his second disengagement. Would have been a balk had that time not been called. The righty kicks, fires that one, line towards right center. That's going to get all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Confidon. One run comes in. Two runs come in. They're waving around the third. Picked up in center field by Borfin. The throw to the plate's not going to be in time. It's a bases-clearing triple for Yerlin Confidon. A three RBI triple by Yerlin Confidon gives Daytona a 5-4 lead here in the sixth inning. So just like that, Confidon with RBIs 31, 32, and 33 on the year. That gives Daytona a one-run lead, and the Blue Jays are going to go to the pen. Still nobody out here in this sixth inning, and that's it for Acalde. He goes 2+. And Winder Garcia is going to enter this ballgame for Dunedin. The Blue Jays bringing in a wing here mid-inning. We'll talk about Winder a little bit more when we get back, but now Daytona up by a run, looking to add some more insurance here in this inning. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back with a new pitcher when we return. We're back here, bottom of the sixth. New pitcher for Dunedin is the right-hander, number 43, Winder Garcia, 21 years old, out of Caracas, Venezuela. He's on for the eighth time with Dunedin this season. The infield in, first pitch, that one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Connor Burns. A 3-RBI bases-clearing triple for Yerlin Confidant has given Daytona the lead after the Blue Jays extended it back out to two in the top of this frame. That one misses upstairs. Now a 1-1 count. Garcia trying to limit the damage. Runner on third and still nobody out. The 1-1, that one in the air towards left field, deep enough. That should score. Confidant from third, and there's going to be no throw by Braden Berry. He makes the grab, and it's now 6-4. So all four of those runs are charged to Eliander Ecalde. That ends his line. Final line for Ecalde is as follows. 2 innings of work, 3 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 2 walks, 3 Ks. 2+ innings of work. Now, 1 away for Wender Garcia. Base is now empty. First pitch to Carter Grahams in there for a called strike. That one fouled off. Now 0-2. Graham 1-for-2 on the day with a run scored after a single. That one high, chopper left side. It's a foul ball. That took forever to come back down. Oh and 2 the count to Graham. Looking ahead to the 7th, the Blue Jays are going to need 2. It's going to be Jackson Hornung, Kendry Chirinos, and Braden Berry. All 3 are without a hit this evening. That one fouled straight down and off of Jackson Hornung. Carter Grahams stays alive again. Righty kicks, fires again. Chopper foul left side. 0-2. Four straight foul balls for Carter Graham. Last 3 down 0-2. Caught and a miss. Change up low and inside. Got him over top. First strikeout for Winder. Second out of the inning. That brings up the top of the order, Dominic Patelli. No action in the Daytona pen, so it looks like Menifee's going to come back out. That one lifted high up left side. That's going to get into the Halifax. 0-1 to start off Patelli. Again, it's been a long day. That one in there, now 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Out of the windup, Garcia kicks, fires that one low. Just the second miss he's had since entering this game. Foul tip stays in the mitt of Hornung. Down swinging goes Patelli. 2 Ks in the inning in relief for Wender Garcia. And we're on to the 7th. Dunedin needs 2. It's going to be Hornung, Chirinos, and Berry trying to go for a sweep of the doubleheader. Daytona trying to hang on now for the split. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back for the 7th after this. We're back here in the top of the seventh. Jackson Hornung's going to lead things off. Daytona three outs away from splitting the doubleheader. And Blue Jays fans, check out the new Netflix documentary, The Saint of Second Chances. The documentary is a tale of baseball, family, and redemption, covering the unique journey of Mike Veek from his relationship with his legendary father, Bill, to his time out of baseball after organizing the ill-fated disco demolition night, to his unlikely return to the game running the St. Paul Saints, the AAA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. The Saint of Second Chances premieres exclusively to Netflix on September 19th. I'm going to watch it, so should you. Now we're ready to go after Joseph Vendesby wanted a new rosin bag. Lefty kicks, fires. First pitch to Hornung's fouled off right side. 0-1 to start off Jackson. Blue Jays trailing by two, trying to sweep this doubleheader. Clinch at least a split of the series and go for the win tomorrow. Daytona's trying to split this doubleheader, clinch the split of the series, and go for the win tomorrow themselves. That one missed down low. Now 1-1 the count to Hornung. Manaphy got the final out on just one pitch in that sixth inning. Caught and a miss, now 1-2. Blue Jays had another additional two runners on. Could only manage the one run on the sac fly by Nick Goodwin in that inning. Now the lefty kicks, deals. That one skips right in front of the foot, the front foot of Hornung, and the count's 2-2. Menifee would be in line for the win if he can get these final three outs, and the loss would go to Acalde with no save. Menifee, the 2-2. Caught in a miss. That inside slider got him chasing after it. First strikeout for Menifee. Second strikeout of the day for Hornung, and that's out number one in the inning. Daytona two outs away. Now Kendry Chirinos, who struck out both times, one looking, one swinging. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch, low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Bottom of the order in Chirinos, top of the order waiting on deck in Braden Berry. Neither have recorded a hit today. Lefty kicks, fires. That one way upstairs, gets back to the backstop. Now 2-0 the count to Chirinos. The Blue Jays need at least a base runner. A tying run currently on deck. 2-0 the count. Manaphy kicks, deals. That one up above the zone. 3-0 the count. Chirinos, no chance he's got the green light here. 3-0. And the pitch. That one in the dirt. Ball four. A four-pitch walk is going to put the potential tying run to the plate. Now, Braden Berry, who's 0-for-3 here in Game 2. He went 0-for-4 in Game 1, but had a very long, deep fly ball to left field in that second inning. Something similar to that, maybe just a little bit farther, would be great right about now. Lefty-righty matchup. Manaphy kicks, fires, first pitch. That one inside, ball one. Five straight balls thrown by Menifee. Tucker Thoman, switch hitting third baseman, waiting on deck. The 1-0. That one low. Six in a row. And now Connor Burns is going to go out and talk to his pitcher. Four-pitch walk of Chirinos. Two straight misses to Braden Berry. Both Chirinos and Berry looking over towards third base coach George Carroll. Still out there talking are the battery. Menifee and Burns. Now Burns turns and Heads back to the plate. Fifth mound visit of game two for the Tortugas. Barry digs back in. Menifee back on the rubber. He comes set. Chirinos takes his lead. And the pitch. That one skips and gets back to the backstop. Three straight balls to Barry after a four-pitch walk to Chirinos. Now the Blue Jays have a runner in scoring position. Again, not really the one Daytona's overly concerned about. But that takes away the potential chance at a traditional double play. Three and oh. Tying run at the plate. The pitch. That one. Lone inside. Eight straight misses for Menifee. That puts the potential tying run aboard for Dunedin, and it brings up Tucker Thoman. Thoman went 1-for-3 in game one. Was also hit by a pitch. 0-for-2 here in game two with a walk and a run scored. He'll bat from the right side against the lefty. Runners on first and second, one away. First pitch in the dirt, nine straight misses. Still nobody throwing in that Tortugas pen. They've got enough faith in Menifee, it seems. He's 1-for-4 in save opportunities. This isn't one, but it's still one of those crunch time performances. Now the 1-0. That one up and out. 10 straight misses by Menifee. He's in danger of walking the bases loaded. 2-0 the count to Thoman. Lefty comes set. The 2-0. That one misses. 11 in a row. 3-0 to Tucker Thoman. Can't give him the green light here. Menifee has just shown no reason to give him the green light. Jace Borifin's waiting on deck. 3-0 pitch. That one inside. Almost hits him. 12 straight balls has walked the bases loaded by Joseph Menifee. And there's still nobody warming up in the pen. Base is loaded. One away for Jace Borifin. Willie Blair is going to come out of the dugout and try and calm down his pitcher. This is going to be their sixth mound visit. Menifee struck out Jackson Hornung to start off the inning and hasn't found the zone since. Three straight four-pitch walks. His command has been kind of an issue all year. 31 walks in 44 and a third coming into tonight. He's got really good strikeout numbers because he's got great stuff, but he's now walked the bases loaded. And really, maybe one of those 12 have been competitive. Now, Jace Borifin, exactly who you want up at the plate in this scenario. 1-for-2 on the day. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch. That one in there. Finally gets one in. Gets a loud ovation from this Daytona crowd. Even gets a woo as a sound effect. The 0-1. Checks his swing. He went around, says Tyler Green. Now Borifin down 0-2. He's going to call time. Slider low and outside. He couldn't stop the swing. Bases full of birds. Blue Jays down by two. Tying run in scoring position. Blue Jays need a knock. The pitch. That one skips in front of the plate. Kept in front by Burns. Chirino started sprinting down the line. Quickly put on the brakes and got back to the bag. One and two the count. Borff, an above 300 hitter. Blue Jays looking to tap into him again. And the 1-2. That one in there. Called strike three. Fastball, rather. Changeup, it looked. Right down. Borff thought it was outside, but that looked like a really good pitch to me. And he goes down looking. Second strikeout in the inning. And now it's up to Roque. 0 for 3 here in this ballgame. But he's been one of the hottest hitters in all the Florida State League this last month of August and dating back to July. Lines that one foul up over the netting out of play. Oh, and 1 to start off Roque. Daytona needs an out. Blue Jays need a hit. Menifee comes set. The pitch. Lined left side. That's going to hook foul. Everybody was taken off. Everybody's going to be on an all-out sprint on anything batted. Two down. Roque, who finished the month of August batting 368. Here in the month of September, granted only one game he's gotten ABs, 2 for 3. In the month of July, 292. He's gotten hotter and hotter and hotter as this season has gone on. Now he's down 0-2. Tying run on second base. Go-ahead run on first. 0-2. Menifee comes set. And the pitch. Cut and a miss. Down swinging goes Roque. And that one was a slider way outside. Roque took a big hack, couldn't connect, and that will do it. Menifee somehow gets out of that self-inflicted jam. 12 straight balls for 3 four-pitch walks, and he strikes out the two hottest hitters on the team to finish it off. Well, that'll do it for us here in Daytona for tonight at least. We are back tomorrow for the wrap-up game of this series. First pitch for tomorrow's Game 6 will begin at 5 p.m. Coverage will start here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network at about 4:45. The final lines are as follows. Your Blue Jays scored 4 runs on 3 hits. They committed 0 errors. And the Tortugas scored 6 runs on 7 hits. They committed 0 errors. The win goes to Joseph Menifee. The loss to Eliander Acalde. And there is no save. Like I said, we are back tomorrow for the wrap-up game of this series. Your Blue Jays will look to split the series. Daytona is going to try and go for the win. Again, 4:45. Coverage will begin right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We appreciate you tuning in today throughout this doubleheader. And we are so grateful you stuck around for Game 2. I know it wasn't as fun as Game 1. Your Blue Jays made history in the beginning of this twin bill. A 7-inning no-hitter. And that's what I'm going to take away from it. A tough way to end it. But that's the case for doubleheaders. That Game 1 was something else. Something special. Couldn't get it done in Game 2. And that's just sometimes how it all falls here in the world of sports. And we look ahead to tomorrow. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Again, thank you for tuning in tonight, all day, throughout both games, throughout this series, throughout this season. Can't wait to have you back for the final road game of the year. Tomorrow evening, 5 p.m. first pitch before we head back home for the final 6-game set of the season. I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow. Tortugas. win the second game of this doubleheader, 6-4.